The Gold Sovereign Bond Scheme, introduced by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is a smart investment opportunity for residents in India. Whether you are an individual, want to invest on behalf of a minor, or even represent a trust, charitable institution, or university, this scheme is for you. Let's dive into the key details of this exciting investment option. Investing in gold sovereign bonds. Under this scheme, you can buy these bonds if you are an Indian resident, acting as an individual, or on behalf of a minor child. You can also invest jointly with someone else. Additionally, trusts, charitable institutions, and universities can participate. The term person resident in India is defined by the Foreign Exchange Management Act, 1999. Form of security. These bonds are issued in the form of Government of India stock, according to the Government Securities Act, 2006. You'll receive a holding certificate, Form C, and the bonds can be converted into a DMAT form. Denomination and investment limits. These bonds come in denominations of 1 gram of gold and its multiples. You can start with a minimum investment of 1 gram, with a maximum limit of 500 grams per person per fiscal year, from April to March. Pricing and interest rates. The price of these bonds is determined in Indian rupees, based on the average closing price of 999 purity gold published by the India Bullion and Jewellers Association Limited for the week, Monday to Friday, before the subscription period. The issue price is 50 per gram less than the nominal value. The bonds offer a fixed interest rate of 2.50% per annum on your initial investment. Interest is paid half yearly, with the final interest and principal paid upon maturity. Where to invest? You can purchase these bonds through scheduled commercial banks, designated post offices, Stock Holding Corporation of India Ltd, SHKIL, and recognized stock exchanges like the National Stock Exchange of India Limited and Bombay Stock Exchange Limited. Payment options. You can make payments in Indian rupees through cash up to a maximum of 20,000, or via demand drafts, checks, or electronic banking. If you pay by check or demand draft, make it in favor of the receiving office. Redemption and SLR eligibility. The bonds mature after 8 years from the date of issue, with the option of premature redemption from the 5th year on interest payment dates. The redemption price is set in Indian rupees, based on the previous week's average closing gold price. These bonds are eligible for statutory liquidity ratio, SLR, which is a big plus for investors. Loan against bonds. You can also use these bonds as collateral for loans, with the loan-to-value ratio determined by RBI's guidelines. Tax benefits. Interest on the bonds is taxable as per the Income Tax Act, 1961. However, capital gains tax on redemption is exempt for individuals. Indexation benefits are provided for long-term capital gains. Application process to subscribe to these.